Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I have a song stuck in my head.
What song is that, Jim?
You know that one? It goes, "My Bonnie Lies Over the Lake."
I think that's the ocean. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean?
No. I'm pretty sure it's lake. There's like 10,000 of them.
That was well done.
All right, it's week two of listener favorite albums, right?
One of my favorite weeks of the year, mm-hmm. or times of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We hear what everybody else listened to and got into, and we get to put together our mixtape, side Jim, side Patrick. That's always really fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, the art is done, and it's really,
oh, yeah?
it's
yes,
cool.
It is.
Yeah,
I've seen
the
it.
Cassette. Yeah, it's really
wonderful.
Nice. Yeah. Got to thank MJ for that.
All right, we'll get that printed up over at Quad Graphics.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Have that all set for
put
the people.
Put down
Kinko's. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, so it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam Liskin.
Sam is here. And we're enjoying some Motorhead Road Crew beer.
Yeah, we are.
And
Zombie Dust,
as I
as
mentioned.
Well.
Oh, yeah, and zombie the Zombie Dust. Dust. And as we mentioned, the listeners called in, told us about some favorite records
yep.
from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And today's episode, we got two longtime listeners we're going to hear from.
All right.
So let's go to the phones.
Let's do it.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Jimmy Linetti checking in with my favorite albums of 2018. And I'm sorry, but you're not going to limit me to one. I am actually going to list four, which is kind of an odd top list to have. But there are four records that I played and played straight through for the most part every time I listened to them, and I got to the point where, you know, you kind of know what song is coming up next. So in my book, that qualifies as one of my favorite albums. I can't think of any other albums besides these four that happened to this past year. So anyways, going on to number four right now, The Beths. I love this record. I just wish they would tour over into Minneapolis so I could finally see them live. But anyways, you know, this band's been covered on your show. They're great. I think the song Whatever is just so great. That song just hits home every time for me. Number three, I'm going to go with a little bit of a wild card here, and it kind of snuck up on me too, but Cut Worms. I don't think they've ever been mentioned on the show, but it's a really, really great record, and I just grew to love it. And it's just great, great pop craft, song craft, pop craft. It's got kind of an old feel, but it still feels fresh. There's any number of tracks you could play, but I think the most popular track on Spotify is probably the one to go with. That's a really catchy tune. Number two, Parquet Quartz. It's probably the best rock band going in America right now, many people are saying. And this record was a little bit of a grower for me after loving all their other stuff, but it really rocketed up the top of my charts. I know bands nowadays are always going on talk shows and late night appearances to promote their albums, and I think Parquet Quartz really thought it was cool that they decided to promote their album for its release by going on Ellen and playing Stay Awake. So look that up. It's pretty cool to see them rocking the Ellen show with all the housewives in the audience. Number one, I don't want to be predictable, but I'm going to go with Bonnie Doon again. My boys in Bonnie Doon, they made my favorite record of 2017, and they made my favorite record of 2018. Pretty radically different records, but this one still resonates with me. It just felt so good to put this record on all the time, and the first track, Long Wave, kind of became a personal mantra for me. And I don't know if I want to get all philosophical on Rockin' the Suburbs Nation, but I just think it's a really great message for anybody out there. You know, whether you're a glove repair guy, whether you're a dog walker, whether you're a musician, whether you're, you know, a journalist, a record store clerk, or whatever job you have, or whoever you are, you know, I think it's just great to say you are who you're supposed to be. So that's my message to Rockin' the Suburbs Nation from Jimmy Linetti and Bonnie Doon. You are who you're supposed to be. Here's to a great 2019. Thanks, Jim and Patrick. Be in touch soon.
Great.
Very cool.
Yeah. I would say that Jimmy definitely turned me on to Bonnie Doon. And
right.
the stuff that I like the best from them is, and this, I mean this in no way as a slight to Bonnie Doon, who I think are really talented. The stuff when they start to sound to me like Teenage Fan Club mm-hmm. is what I like the best. And
okay.
You can hear
really?
A little bit of that part right there where the organ comes in on that song. And mm-hmm. I love that melodic sweep. And that's meant to be a very high compliment to Bonnie Doon, because Teenage Fan Club to me is, you know, I hold them in very, very high esteem.
So, yes,
absolutely. And I will also say I love what Jimmy said too about, you know, finding your place and all that and accepting it. But I also love looking at his glove repair work on Twitter and stuff.
I
love those gloves.
It's fascinating,
when
isn't it?
So fascinating.
I love the before and after pics. They're seriously
they're so
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, he does a great job.
You know,
yeah.
it's funny. We Sam and I were talking earlier before we went on mic.
You had some free time.
You had to run a little errand, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
And we were talking about the jukebox I have down here in the basement, and I was saying, like, I know a jukebox guy who comes out and repairs it when it needs help. And there's probably like one guy in all of Northern Virginia who does that, right? But I so appreciate that somebody still does something like that.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Jimmy and the glove repair. Like I can't imagine there's a lot of people who do that.
Right.
And so I love the fact that there's somebody still passionate about that and has made a little business out of it,
I think it's awesome. Yeah.
It's
We make so much disposable stuff in this world now that he finds these, you know, these things that have meaning and sentimental value for me and repairs them. It's really awesome.
And people will mail their old gloves to him from like all over the place and he fixes them up and makes them like new.
I'm sure people got some great holiday gifts this year of restored old mitts that they didn't think they'd ever be able to use again.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing.
He also, does he still make the wallets? He makes
I think so.
He makes wallets out of old ball gloves.
Yeah.
I did not
really
know
cool
this.
Thing,
yeah.
Which,
really cool.
That sounds intriguing.
Which somehow nobody gave me for Christmas. So
I missed mine this year too.
Just saying. But that's cool. Bonnie Doon, by the way, yes. I'm also very appreciative that Jimmy turned us on to Bonnie Doon because one of the songs from their 2017 release I have on my running playlist that comes up
quite
a bit. It's called Lost My Way. And I just really, really love that song. So so thank you for turning us on to that band, Jimmy.
Yeah. Do you ever get that feeling, Sam, like Jimmy was talking about, where you have a playlist that you listen to a lot and, you know what the next song is going to be.
Really?
Like, yeah. Do you ever get that like burned in your memory? I think that's such a cool feeling.
You know? No, actually.
Oh, really?
That's no. Interesting. I don't know if it's because of my memory, but usually when someone gives me a playlist, I'm not really anticipating something else to come after it.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm always surprised.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I'll tell you what has sort of killed that. In the era that we grew up in with
mixtapes,
you were forced to listen to something in order, right?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But now with Shuffle,
you can,
that's all gone, right?
Exactly.
So when someone gives you a playlist, for example, you might listen to it in order one time, but the second time you're like, I'm going to mix this up.
Right.
Right.
Or I'm going to skip the one I didn't really like. And I can do that.
Right. Yeah.
Remove it. Yeah.
And you know, I'll say this. I watched this YouTube video the other day. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was talking about how he didn't like vinyl. He doesn't like it, but he said that what's great about it is that it forces you to listen. And that's what's so wonderful, yeah, because it allows you to hear the album the way the artist had intended it or the way the label had intended it, depending on, yeah, who was in control. But that's that perspective, I think, is what people forget. Like, yes, maybe vinyl might not have the best sound compared to a FLAC file, but at the same time, it allows you to listen to the album as if it were a story,
yeah,
and you're not skipping ahead of songs, yeah, that no, maybe totally, you don't like. So
I think that's true for a lot of them. And then I also think one of the things I like when I listen to a record, because it's nearly impossible to skip ahead,
yeah, mm-hmm,
I mean, is it also forces you to listen to like some of the songs that you don't particularly like,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
try to get, you know, maybe like, you know, quote unquote the bad songs on the record,
right,
the filler or whatever, but start to like think about them a little more,
yeah,
give them another chance, yeah. Mm-hmm. Another chance, yeah.
And what else I love about it is I've noticed some differences. I won't say specific artists, but with some of the records that I have, I can hear differences in the way the mixes were made compared to the digital releases that are out.
Interesting.
I can hear that, oh, in the digital release, they took this part out. This instrument's not there. Or the vocals haven't boosted on this part. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, I might like the digital more than the vinyl release. Like, they might find a mistake that was made back then that they'll correct now. But in one case, I actually did find an instance where a song on the record did sound better than the digital format that was put out.
Really? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
All right. So we got off topic here.
Yeah, we did. Sorry about
that. But that's good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get back to a listener favorite from 2018?
Why not?
Sure.
All right. Back to the phones.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Adam Koop here. My album of 2018 is probably Jack White's Boarding House Reach. It's definitely different. More experimental, probably fewer songs, but over and over and over, it's got to be up there for contender for song of the year. It's so perfect. And then a surprising pick, kind of out of left field for me, an album that I listened to quite a bit in 2018 was actually Eminem's Kamikaze album. It was a surprise release. There was no build up or marketing or anything for it. He just released it on a Friday. And if anyone out there is a fan of like the first two Eminem albums, I think that they would get on board with Kamikaze pretty quickly. It's really good. It's really good. Anyway, great show. Great year. Looking forward to 2019. Thanks, guys. Bye.
The Coop.
Right. Now that surprises me. Eminem. I was not expecting that from The Coop. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Have you listened to that album?
I did. I listened to it the whole way through, believe it or not.
Okay.
Really liked on that album, I really liked the song Greatest. It's good. It's sort of reminding people why he's at the top of his game, because he had an album that came up before that didn't really do so well. And then he also did a song for the movie Venom. Now the movie itself was not liked among critics, but some comic book fans did like the movie Venom. And the song, people have told me different things. They either like it or hate it. And I kind of like it, but, it's Eminem. It's a hit or miss with him.
All right. So let's start with the second part then, the Eminem part.
Part first.
Is it going to be safe to play this song on
Absolutely
the podcast?
Absolutely not. No. But the way Eminem is, no way. He has a very aggressive way of doing music, and that's just how he is.
All right, so we'll leave that to listeners to find on their own.
It's good, though.
The
it's good. Listen to Greatest.
Kamikaze, the song you like is Greatest. The album cover has like a Beastie Boys thing going on here.
Yeah.
You see that?
I did see that. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah. So check that out, peoples. But we'll go back to the Jack White, because he mentioned,
yeah,
we've played the song before,
I believe so,
on here, but Adam said he considers it like the song of the year.
Yeah.
In addition to this being his favorite album. So let's go to that. That's just a being dreamer. My favorite line in FEMA. All the way to the world. Over and over. I think therefore I die. Anxiety and night. Rolling down a mountain. Over and over. We'll be right back.
song.
Yeah, man.
That's a jam.
It's a jam. And you know, you kind of forget how talented and how expansive he can be, you know, because he's constantly putting stuff out.
Right.
You know, so that's interesting, too. The other thing I'll say is great to have Adam and his lovely family on the show this year in person. Like, yeah, that was a fun night on the deck.
That was fantastic.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would also say that there was a local soccer team here in our nation's capital who broke a couple hearts around this table because they got us real excited about what might have been, and then they broke our hearts. But Louisville City did not break anyone's heart,
That's
Jim.
Right.
They went all the way. They defended their USL title for 2018. It was great. They won in 2017 and 2018. So
it's kind of an amazing thing.
For the city. I was out there this year, and you see a lot of support for the club around, you know, in different restaurants and bars and just along the street.
Do.
It's
They've
great.
Very yeah. much embraced that. Yeah. And USL is one notch down from MLS.
That's right.
But it's like a massive league, aren't
there?
It
like is
40+ teams or something
well,
like that.
Well, there
in
used
it,
to be there was up until this year. Now they've broken it into different okay. tiers. But right down the street here, Loudoun United will be coming into yes. the USL in 2019. We're pretty excited about that. Sam,
we are.
We'll
all
have
right
to get out there.
Yep. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for those
yeah.
calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coop.
Long time.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Loyal listeners, and we so appreciate that.
Yeah.
I want to get back to something Jimmy mentioned on his call.
Okay.
Jimmy Linetti. He mentioned the band Cutworms.
Yes, he did.
And he said something effective like, I don't know if you guys have ever played the Cutworms, but we have.
We
if
have
you go
played
to
the Cutworms.
Database on suburbspod.com, mm-hmm. you will see that we have played the Cutworms because it was one of my picks.
Yes, it was.
One of the new music episodes.
Right.
I played the song Till Tomorrow
That's
Goes
right.
Away, uh-huh. which I really like a lot.
Their most played song is Don't Want to Say Goodbye.
All right, and so tomorrow we'll have more listener favorite
yeah,
picks.
Yeah, excited
right?
about that. It's great.
Yep.
It's a cornucopia.
People are. It is a cornucopia
yeah.
of picks, right?
It really is.
Yes. Good point.
Absolutely.
Next year, maybe that should be the mixtape name.
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia of picks.
Yes, I don't know. Okay, so people want to listen to this regularly.
Every day in 2019, every single day.
Every day.
And they can find the show on all the big podcast platforms, and please subscribe and please rate and review on mm-hmm. iTunes in particular, where we really need that. We appreciate that. And also, you can correspond with us by calling a number. What is the number?
612-440-1984. Good job, you said it.
We got in there.
Also, the Year of the Tiger, by the way.
That's
also,
right.
Yes. What was I going to say here? You can email rock@suburbspod.com,
yeah.
or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, curated by intern Sam mm-hmm. at suburbspod.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Exactly right.
Suburbspod.com for the song database, the show notes, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
All mm-hmm. the good stuff.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's go on to tomorrow. We're going to listen here to Cutworms. Don't Want to Say Goodbye.
Couldn't
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. You're not exactly Bob Dylan.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like,
Phil.
Just,
yeah.
you know.
This is deep.